us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, Wednesday, June 17, 2026 edition. One thing that really bothers me, and this is totally personal, in full disclosure and transparency, this is personal to me and my wife, Vicky, as much as it is to former House Speaker Lee Chatfield and his wife, Stephanie Chatfield. One thing that absolutely bothers me is attorneys, especially female attorneys, going after the wives for their husbands' acts, statements, behavior, whatever. You may have heard at the top of the hour news, it's all over Northern Michigan news. Stephanie Chatfield, the wife of former House Speaker Lee Chatfield, yesterday finalized a plea agreement that could leave her with no criminal conviction. The 38-year-old wife, mother, and school teacher stood quietly before the Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Morgan Cole when asked some questions by her defense attorney, Daniel Studevant of Lansing. The question was asked, did you embezzle at least $200, but less than $1,000 by assisting your husband from February 2020 to April of 2021. Stephanie Chatfield answered the question saying yes. Did you do this to fraudulently obtain funds that belonged to the Peninsula Fund for that improper purpose and used it for personal expenses? Do you agree that it was your intent to dishonestly dispose of those monies for personal use to defraud the fund? Stephanie Chatfield said yes. $200, but less than $1,000. So it could have been $201. It could have been $250, $500, whatever the number is. Less than $1,000. This wife, mother, has been put through the ringer, had to hire a defense attorney and defend herself against criminal charges brought forward by Dana Nessel, the attorney general for the state of Michigan, who has spent our taxpayer dollars going after both Stephanie Chatfield and her husband, former Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield. Unbelievable. Unacceptable. Using her office as Attorney General for political purposes of weaponizing her legal office to go after her political enemies, which the Chatfields clearly are. Under the agreement, Chatfield, Stephanie, pleaded guilty to a 5-year felony, though the conviction could be dismissed if she successfully completes a term of probation, which the judge will set at July 20th sentencing hearing. The agreement calls for all of the original charges of embezzlement up to $20,000 from a nonprofit and a conspiracy to embezzle, which are 10-year felonies, to be dismissed. Stephanie Chatfield, her husband, former Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, for years now, have had to pay defense attorneys facing criminal charges by this politically weaponized Attorney General, Dana Nessel. And it comes down to the fact that she plea bargained a deal where all these charges will be dropped against Stephanie Chatfield because of $200? Unbelievable. The judge, Cole, will determine if jail time is necessary. She will have an opportunity to withdraw her plea. But if that happens, which is highly unlikely, this is all pre-negotiated out. This isn't going to happen. She'll be put on 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, whatever probation. She'll successfully fill her probation obligations, and the whole thing will be dropped and all the charges dismissed after their reputation and their bank account has been drained paying a defense attorney. But what is really, really the deal? She wants to go after former Speaker Lee Chatfield. This is unbelievable. After the plea hearing, the Chatfield couple and the attorneys declined to comment. This is the news story, the way MERS News Service is writing this. I do not know this is being fact. This is the story. What is alleged by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, who unveiled the charges back in April of 2024? Folks, they've been dealing with this for over 2 years now. Alleging that Lee Chatfield converted funds from the 501c4 Peninsula Fund and his electoral political action committees, the Chatfield Majority Fund, to pay off personal credit card purchases and other items while he was Speaker of the House. Allegedly, Dana Nessel claims that he raised millions of dollars while being the Speaker of the House from 2019 through 2020. She is charging him, potentially, him facing 13 felony counts, including conducting a criminal enterprise which carries a penalty of up to 20 years in prison. Lee Chatfield's case is tentatively set for a trial in September. The investigation all started back in 2021, and she has gone after the Chatfields ever since. This is absolutely the weaponization of the Attorney General's office going after her political enemies, pure and simple. Ann Menard and Robert Menard, who worked for Chatfield when he was Speaker, also faced charges. And guess what happened there? Plea deal was reached. The couple was sentenced last year, 2025, to 3 years probation, threatening them with a six-month jail sentence, which was held in abeyance. Under the agreement, the jail terms would be invoked only if the Menard couple is unsuccessful during their probationary period. Do you see what's going on here, folks? It's in the headlines. Politically damaging Lee Chatfield, probably permanently and forever. Even though I don't believe any of these 13 felony charges are going to stand against him either. It's a complete 100% nothing burger because of Dana Nessel. This should never happen again. And I want an answer from Attorney General Dana Nessel. I want to know exactly how much money of our taxpayer dollars have you spent going after the Chatfields and the Menards over these trumped up charges where you're not even able to get a conviction and anybody's serving any jail time, which I believe is going to happen with Lee Chatfield as well later this year. How much of our taxpayer dollars, Dana, have you completely wasted in this witch hunt? Because the guy was the Speaker of the House, Republican, leading a Republican majority, stopping a lot of what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted to do to this state. You may remember the House and the Senate sued the governor over the shutdowns, over the mask mandates, over going beyond what was necessary based on science, based on facts. Speaker of the House at the time, Lee Chatfield, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky sued the governor and won in court and ultimately got the Public Act, the Riot Act, they called it, from 1945 down in Detroit, which was the basis for the shutdowns and the mask mandate that Governor Gretchen Whitmer went well beyond the 28 days that the legislature could allow her to keep this state shut down. They sued. And guess what? Lee Chatfield and Mike Shirky won in court. That put a target on their backs. And that's exactly what this is. This is a witch hunt by Attorney General Dana Nessel, pure and simple. And it's cost the Chatfield family and the Menards dearly. And it should never be allowed to happen ever again in our state's history. Going after the wives because of the husbands. Unbelievable. Robert Menard and Lee Chatfield. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages coming in during the break. I got one of the listeners who was a big supporter, Lee Chatfield, up in the UP. He said, Randy, I spoke to Lee about all this way back. He said this was politically motivated. None of these charges will stand up in court, and he's very confident that he's going to win. I totally get that. I, too, have spoken with Rusty Chatfield about it, his father. And here's the thing. I'm not going to mention anything he said to me about it on the radio, but I can tell you this. When Lee Chatfield beats Dana Nessel in court, I think he should write a book. I think he should go on every single talk show in America. Sean Hannity, every single talk show that will have him on, he should do it. Do a book tour. Expose not only Dana Nessel, but Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and maybe even perhaps even Jocelyn Benson. Because of what these women have done to the state of Michigan, this was not just a governor's office acting independent. I believe the evil Trinity head of the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state, Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson, have done great damage to the state of Michigan. And as the former speaker of the House who fought them every step of the way. When he was the speaker starting January 1st of 2019, that's the first day, January 1st of that year, 2019, that Governor Gretchen Whitmer was sworn in and took office, along with Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson. The three of them and the damage that they did to the state through the China virus, through shutting down the schools, the businesses, all of it. Lee Chatfield was the one leading the fight as Speaker of the House against it. And as a result, like I said, he got a big target on his back. and the only person that could go after him legally was the Attorney General, and she did. And I wouldn't be surprised if we did a FOIA request and found communications between Whitmer and Nessel, or perhaps text messages or whatever between the two of them, that Whitmer was totally behind it. When Lee Chatfield beats these trumped up charges, this witch hunt later this year, I think he needs to write a book and be brutally honest about Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson. His book, I think, would absolutely possibly end the presidential run for Gretchen Whitmer in 2028. All of the things that they've done, and he knows a lot of it. As Speaker of the House, him and his Republican caucus stood up to Whitmer. And again, they were the ones that fought over those mandates during the China virus and won in court. The things that they did legally to stop her from damaging the state of Michigan and all of the people of the state, he should be thanked for what he did. And what was his reward? Politically motivated charges by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. The amount of legal defense funds, monies, that they've had to expend over this political witch hunt is astronomical. I can only imagine how much it's cost them. And I am so looking forward to the story later this year that all of the charges against him have been dropped. And I hope and pray that he does not take a plea deal. I don't even think Nessel at this point would be willing to do it, but guess what, folks? It's going to be over before she leaves office, and she needs to be held accountable for it. And I think Lee needs to get a ghostwriter, sit down, and do a tell-all story on all of them, not just Nessel, all of them. Go on a book tour, get on every TV show, recapture all of his defense expenses he's had to pay, hopefully become a millionaire from writing the book, but in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's political future for President of the United States in 2028. They need to be held accountable for their actions, and I pray that's how it goes down. Speaking of Lansing, we're going to go and talk a little bit about some budget stories and things happening. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11, Sundays from 8 to 2 with a